Howdy, folks. I've noticed that the politicians who promise two cars for every family, they're the same ones who put in more parking meters after election, you know. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment time. I guess everybody's heard about the seven wonders of the world. The statue of Jupiter in Athens and the temple of Diane and all that. Well, I was just thinking, I think we need a new set of wonders, don't you? Take one of the original seven wonders, the Colossus of Rhodes. We can throw that out. We got much better roads today. Pennsylvania Turnpike, Route 66, Detour 44, things like that. I'll tell you, we've come up with more wonders in the last century than in all the other centuries put together. Things like, the little automobiles that you park on your watch chain, and those new two-tone pills, where the pink part wakes you up for 8 hours, and then the blue part puts you to sleep again. Wonderful things like that. Of course, to me, one of the wonderful things today is the enjoyment and the refreshment you can find in a nickel when you exchange it for a package of Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum. The statue of Jupiter may have been wonderful to Socrates or Plato, sitting around in their bed sheets. But for everyday pleasure, for everybody in our times, I'll take wholesome double mint with its long-lasting, satisfying chewing. And that refreshing lift, oh boy. Don't forget to get some today now. Delicious double mint. And for singing a song, give me a quintet. See, you just add one extra voice to a quartet, and that makes it a quint. And Marion Morgan and the Jack Hallorans, they are ours. So let's listen as they sing, "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning."
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it
looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
I got a beautiful feeling.
Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues.
They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by.
A little brown maverick is winking her eye.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
I got a beautiful feeling.
Everything's going my way.
All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree.
And the old weeping willer is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way.
Very pretty. You know, I understand the telephone company's got quite a problem on its hands in some parts of the country. Squirrels. Yes, sir, these squirrels, they've been eating some of the lead sheathing that protects the telephone cables. For a while, they thought the squirrels had a diet deficiency, so they tried putting salt blocks nearby. Turned out the salt just whetted their appetites. And now the scientists, they've decided the squirrels eat the lead because they enjoy it. What I think is, knowing a lot of squirrels like I do, I think they're just nosy. Yeah, like to listen in on the conversation. Well, anyway, let's listen in on Mary and Morgan with a song here.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing? Lord, up in heaven above, what is this thing called love? What is this thing called love?
You ever notice songwriters, they like to ask questions like that. What is this thing called love? How much is that doggie in the window? Who paid the rent for Mrs. Rip Van Winkle when Rip Van Winkle went away? Questions? But I tell you, there's no question about the fact that chewing healthful double mint gum after every meal helps to keep your teeth clean, and that's important. Now, however, some people, you know, are so pleasure conscious that the I'll just put it this way. Always treat yourself to delicious double mint gum after you eat. Chew away real happy for just as long as you like. Enjoy yourself. Have all the fun you want. Helpful double mint will get your teeth clean anyway. And here we are at Buttram bonus time. Today's Buttram bonus is on how to mail a letter. Now, it doesn't matter how much pains you've taken to write a letter. It doesn't mean a thing if you don't mail it, you know. But let's say the contents of the letter safe enough for mailing. Now, how do we finally dispatch it? Well, I could answer that right now. But if I did, I'd blow the whole bonus, so I stretch it out a little. Now, the first thing we do is rule out giving the letter to your husband. We know he'll forget it. Or else all those jokes and cartoons about husbands with unmailed letters in their pockets are all crazy. I don't know. Now, if you're in one of those tall office buildings where there's a mailing chute in the wall there, you know, beside the elevator. Well, think twice there. How do you know your letter will drop all the way down? It might be a bottleneck around the third or fourth floor there. So I guess you'll wind up doing what many folks do anyway, just ask somebody else to mail the letter for you. Of course, that's something I could never do. Now, let's say I've written in 25 words or less, a prize-winning entry for some contest. I wouldn't dare trust somebody else to mail that, especially when maybe a lifetime income is involved there. If I did and I never received my prize, I don't know, I'd always figure the person didn't mail the letter in the first place. Well, I think it's pretty obvious by now the only safe thing to do is just take the letter yourself right down at the post office, and with your own little pinkies, drop it safely through the letter slot. Now, this has several advantages there. If the letter's an application for a job or a contest entry, well, you can give the letter a few extra pats for good luck as you mail it, or mutter some magical words over it, or... And if it's a love letter, you can give it a little extra squeeze or maybe a kiss. Huh? Well, that's the Buttram bonus for today. We've received lots of letters about the quartet singing, but they're going to sing anyway here. Their song today is Bells of the Sea, featuring the bass voice of Bob Tebow.
Out on the ship where the white foam flies, out where the breakers roar, a sailor cries to the angry skies and the bells on the distant shore. Bells of the sea, are you ringing for me? Ringing and singing the old melody. Somewhere tonight on the rolling foam, someone is longing for sweetheart and home. Bells of the sea, will you tell her for me? My love is all that a love ought to be. For love that is true never knows a doubt. Bells of the sea, ring out.
That's what you call real lowdown, huh? And the lowdown on delicious chewing refreshment is Double Mint, of course. A package of 5 individual sticks for just 5 cents. For long-lasting chewing satisfaction, for the help it gives in keeping teeth clean, there's no chewing gum that'll give you more wholesome enjoyment than Double Mint, believe me. Carry it with you in your pocket or purse. Chew it often. Refreshing, satisfying Double Mint gum. I'm Pat Buttram, and there was a time, I recall, when the only space problem we had was finding space to park. Goodbye now.
This is the CBS Radio Network.